70%.
Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 12 April 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up just in a couple minutes here Deborah Tavares. She was on a couple weeks ago. No, she was. But she has so much new information to pass on. We're going to bring up tonight and let her go as always and let her share her information with you. All I can say is brace yourself, prepare yourself, because we're going to turn loose in a few minutes. Now, tomorrow night, I will not be here. Lynn Parnham will be filling in for me. I have some business to take care of tomorrow. I'll be going most of the day. So tomorrow night, Lynn Parnham will be here. Wednesday night, I'll be back with Dr. Cass Ingram. So you won't miss the lineup this week. And before I go to Deborah, I make mention we're going to try to have church this coming weekend at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can watch us live stream by going to PastorButch.com and finding a live stream, clicking on there. And we're going to try to have a phone number for you. I hope by tomorrow evening, so I announce it, that you can listen to the program on, too. We've been having trouble with phone lines, you know that. But tomorrow at night, I'll be announcing, hopefully, a phone line. You can listen to the teaching this coming Saturday. And, folks, it's going to be a pretty powerful teaching. I mean, really. It's going to be for adult Christians that can understand the truth and will accept it this coming weekend. You don't want to miss that. And I am going to offer for sure, folks, this is important. People have been calling me asking, why do I use a King James Bible? I have put together a 62-page report on why I use a 1611 KJV, authorized version, and none of the rest of them. Not the new King James Version, not the NIV, none of them. And I have the absolute proof as to why they're not scriptural. In this 62-page document, folks, I think you'll find everything you need to know in that. And I'm asking a donation of $15, and you say, well, can't you give it away? I wish I could give it away. But I can't. Postage is outrageous. And, of course, getting it out of here isn't free either, but we want you to have this and make all the copies you want of it. And share with your friends and family as to why you need to stick with the authorized King James Bible. And yes, there's an article in there proving that the word Easter in the book of Acts is a correct translation. You'll find out why when you get the packet. All right, just tell me that you want the KJV packet. Whatever it is, asking a gift of $15 to pay for it if you can. Help us get that to you, and we want to give it to you, folks. We truly, truly do. And I hope you'll get a copy and make all the copies you want to of it. Because they're attacking the Word of God, and we know that's for a purpose. And for all those looking for Berkeys, all we have left are the Berkey lights. But let me tell you this very quickly, and we'll get to our guest. All right, we have Berkey lights, lots of those. We're taking wish list for the stainless steel Berkeys, the big Berkey, the Royal Berkey, Crown Berkey, all of them. We're taking a wish list. And soon we get some in. If your name's on the list, you'll get the Berkey sent ASAP. If you call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa, they'll give you a message, we'll say I want a Crown Berkey or a Royal Berkey or whatever it is, and we'll put you on the wish list. So when we have them in, we'll call you and you can get a Berkey. And folks, don't put that off. Pure water is necessary. And only God knows what's in store for us in this country. So don't put it off. Please don't put it off. All right? Now, before we go to guests also, make mention of two things here that I think are very important. For those interested in this, DARPA has invented a microchip that senses COVID-19 in your body before you show symptoms, and a filter that extracts a virus from your blood. Not only offering fake vaccines, that are going to give you a computer chip in your body to let you know if you have DARPA, and a filter to clean the virus out of your blood. Oh my goodness. And one other thing I want to share with you, this comes from Ray Kurzweil. I think I pronounced it right. He's a futurist, I guess you could say, and he's a real individual. This is what he said very quickly. In the future, humans are going to be artificially intelligent. That's the prediction of Ray Kurzweil, who is known as one of the world's leading inventors. In 2015, Kurzweil predicted that humans will become hybrids in the 2030s. That means our brains will be able to connect directly to the cloud, where there'll be thousands of computers, and those computers will augment our intelligence, existing intelligence. He said the brain will connect via nanobots, tiny robots made from DNA strands. Folks, they're putting that in you with the Pfizer vaccine right now. When you get the Pfizer vaccine, you're at least partially a transhuman. Our thinking, he said, then will be a hybrid of biological and non-biological thinking. The bigger and more complex the cloud, the more advanced our thinking. By the time we get to the late 2030s or early 2040s, Kurzweil believes our thinking will be predominantly non-biological. Folks, this was said in 2015. We're seeing the nanobots have been put into us from vaccinations. I'm sure the Pfizer is, and I'm thinking that Moderna probably is too, but these are not vaccines. These are programming devices being put into your body. You believe what you want and do what you want. I've told you the truth. Now, I guess Deborah Tavares has a lot to talk to you about tonight, folks, so hang in there. I'm going to turn her loose, and Deborah, welcome to the program. It's all yours.
Pastor Butch, thank you. Again, this is Deborah Tavares. I run the website stopthecrime.net and also primarywater.org. A quick mention about primary water. We are not running out of water. Water is a renewable. Please go to primarywater.org. When you type that in, you have to type in primary and water without a space, because I found it very tricky that recently, if you put a space in between it, you will not get to the website. Now, I want to also share that we've been under heavy attack here at stopthecrime.net. Our computers have been taken over by Big Pharma in some instances and directed to male hormones. Viagra. And I have been taken down by YouTube for breach of their communist laws. And I now only have a few videos up on our new YouTube channel that is threatened every day could go down. So I would ask all of you, again, today is Monday. It is April the 12th of 2021. I'm going to go over some news items for a moment, and then I'm going to get into an extremely disturbing situation. They're all disturbing, but this is very disturbing. I'm just now coming out of the trauma of what I will share. So go to stopthecrime.net. At the top of the homepage, you will see YouTube videos. Click on that. I'd like every one of you to please listen to the one we just recently posted. It's entitled, What Happens to a Man When His Governments Turn on Him? This is an interview I did with a man, 48 years old, that is dying of wasting disease or mad cow disease or prion disease. Prion is in the vaccine. Certainly, you may have heard us discuss that. Our videos went down, and so did Yana with Israeli News Live that I broadcasted that with at the time as well. So please listen to his interview so that you will understand about Alzheimer's and the other types of memory degrading that we're all facing, and most people are unaware. It's most important to understand that not only are we being attacked, wildlife is being attacked too. I was just reading in our newspaper here along the California northern coastline that the kelp has disappeared, and now we have sea urchins that are taking over and just decimating the coastline here, and they're scratching their heads not knowing what's happening. Well, I can tell you right now, I have several prior shows about the increased levels of gamma radiation in the United States intentionally. In fact, on this website that Bob Nichols runs, he runs the Gamma Radiation in America website called duweapons@gmail.com. I would ask all of you to go there and understand. He is telling us that there is evidence that someone is attacking the United States with dangerous levels of gamma radiation, and that is what is happening. Our lifespans are greatly reduced because of this ongoing silent weapons attack, of which many of you know are many. So we have to stand up. We have to learn what we face. We must do all we can to be harder to kill. So I urge you, again, go to stopthecrime.net, listen to that interview, what happens to a man when his governments turn on him. You must know and understand. This is all about also how they're going to decimate gun owners. So for those of you that are interested in knowing another strategy behind eliminating guns, that is another strategy. We found that the elk, the deer, the rabbits, the black bear, and other animals in this country are dying of prion and wasting disease, and the rabbits. So please understand, when you're out there hunting, you're in trouble if you don't have your game tested. So please listen to that video. My other video I would ask all of you to listen to is called Blood, Bones, and Cement. Understand how blood, animal and human blood, has been used for hundreds of years as an air entrainment in concrete. Now, while that sounds crazy, it is what is, and there are patents involved with that as well. If you go to my email blast out on stopthecrime.net, it's along the left side, it's in a column. You can actually read the blast outs oftentimes before I have an opportunity to get this information up on air. So certainly, and rightfully so, while we are all very focused on the COVID passes that are coming to pass, the vaccine passports, that will happen. It is happening, and it is going to increase, and soon you will not be able to go much of any place without presenting a COVID passport. So we're reading now in the United States and in my paper, vaccine passports emerge as a flashpoint. So there are politicians meeting in towns right now trying to placate the worry of their citizens. These politicians work for the corporation. They are bringing this down up on you. They are the absolutely last person that you should feel confident and have complacency with after you hear them talk. Already the European Union is ready to launch vaccination passports. In fact, all of you could go to Sky News in the UK at night and hear the news in the UK and in Europe before it hits here because of the time zone change, and find out what's happening there. It's rolling here. I have friends from all over the UK, and that is how I got this horrific information I'm going to talk about in just a few minutes. But I know we're coming up on a break, so I want to go into a few more of the news items, and then I'll spend a lot of time on this horrific situation. What we're finding out is cities now are becoming the first to ban ornamental grass. Also, states are growing fewer trees. Forest owners say that's a problem. Well, they're growing fewer trees because they're being decimated by the overhead aerial death dumps, the chemtrailing, which is dropping all kinds of heavy metals that is killing the trees. In fact, one of the things that you must consider doing is to reducing the wind load in your trees if they're by your house and if they can go over on your house because of weaponized wind events that will occur. And trees are being used as a weapon because many of them have greatly reduced in vitality, and they're dying by the millions in our forest in the United States and worldwide. This is because of the heavy toxic dumping that is going up into the roots of the trees. And that's why here in California during the fires, we saw trees burning from the inside out, because the heavy metals on the inside of the trees were highly combustible. So we're going to see more trees dying, so reduce the wind load, get an arborist out to your home, and consider, what trees could go down on your home, because if they can, they may in the very near future, as our 100-year storms are now becoming monthly. Many of you know that. So harden up again in all ways, considering the types of forces that are coming down upon us. So I want to talk about also, we can kiss our gas goodbye. The United States is fully engaged in the reduction of what they say is fossil fuels. That's the elimination of all fuel. We're talking not only propane and petroleum, which is not a fossil fuel, but we're also talking about diesel, and all fuel is being eliminated in favor of renewable energies. Renewable energies such as wind and solar and geothermal and ocean wave, where they literally collect the energy from the waves, is determined by the weather, which is controlled. Now, we know that Bill Gates has launched a solar dimming program to dim the sun. And that's going to massively affect solar production. So for those of you that are considering solar, you must certainly install more solar panels than what your engineer will spec the system for, because they're unaware of solar dimming. And they will also install a system with battery backups that include lithium-ion batteries. Those are highly combustible and easily weaponized and can be exploded easily. In fact, in talking to some lithium ion people that are against it, anywhere where there's a possible fire, which is everywhere USA and Earth Inc., lithium ion batteries should not be used, because you cannot put those electrical fires out with water. So understand the types of different weapon systems that are being deployed up on us. It is unfathomable. So I want to get into a quote from the Club of Rome, and this is from the premier environmental think tank and consultants to the United Nations. Quote, "The common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine would fit the bill, that dangers are caused by human intervention. It is only by changed attitudes and behaviors that the real enemy, again, is humanity itself." So I want to point out again, before I start this longer discussion on this horrific document, when you keep hearing about zero waste, zero energy, you have to realize there nothing exists in a vacuum, nothing. Sustainability is not the same thing as zero energy. There is no such thing as zero energy, because energy does not exist in a vacuum. It always comes from somewhere and goes somewhere. I will see on my trash hauling trucks now, zero waste. Well, there is no such thing as zero waste. Nothing is in a vacuum. So the real goal of pushing the zero energy, zero waste mantra is to change behavior, just what I read to you in the Club of Rome document. The ultimate goal is not to use any energy. The most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology. It is a behavior modification and learning to live in a new reality. And we've talked about this, the sustainable development goals of reducing all access to life-giving resources that our modern society has built upon is intended to be moved back to the year 1750. People say, well, as a prepper, I can survive in the year 1750. You cannot, because you cannot fall back on nature. You will not be able to hunt, because everything is poisoned. The animals have wasting disease. Please listen to the interview I did on StopTheCrime.net. Share that far and wide, please. It's absolutely paramount to understand what prions are doing to all of us. Now, Pastor Butch, I'm going to be getting into a document that I want to preface for people that have very weak constitutions. I thought I was able to handle it, but I will tell you, I spent many days grieving over what I read. Now, I want to say a few things about that, because many of you remember the Suez Canal, the blockage of the Evergreen ship in the Suez Canal. Did you know that they found trafficked children and bodies in those shipping containers? There were over 1,000 trafficked children and dead bodies that were rescued out of the shipping containers in the Suez Canal by U.S. Navy SEALs. And sources say that as of this writing, children were still being rescued and bodies discovered in Evergreen's 18,000-plus containers. The containers were on an Evergreen Corporation ship that blocked the canal, and it was actually driven into the canal because the controls were taken over. They were hacked, and they bypassed the captain's ability to control the ship. That's what happened. And the Navy SEALs found weapons of mass destruction on the six-story high vessel, which was believed destined to start a war in the Middle East. And they go on to say that by order of the Egyptian president, the containers were taken off the ship and searched by U.S. SEALs. The Japanese-owned Taiwanese-operated Evergreen Corporation ship is actually co-owned by Walmart and the Clinton Foundation, known for its international child trafficking ring. The children were said to be ordered out of the out of magazines by Wayfair. Many of you order out of Wayfair. That is pedophile rings who pay big bucks for certain abused children. And they go on to say that the testimony of a brave trafficked survivor who claimed that as a child she was strapped inside one of the Evergreen human trafficking containers. So human trafficking survivor exposes her ordeal with CPS and more. CPS, Child Protective Services. It is the opposite of Child Protective Services. These extricate children into organizations that we'll be discussing in a minute, one aspect of how children are abused and used. But Evergreen was believed not only to be carrying trafficked children, but again, the weapons of mass destruction, and many other ships that were blocked in the canal during that week were also discovered to be carrying weapons believed to be used to start a war in the Middle East. And the weapons were going to be given to Muslims by the Israeli Mossad. So very important to understand the enormity of what we face, the lies that we are told, even by those medias that you believe are truthful. Fox News, the Drudge Report, all of the media organizations, you need to look into the background of these people. You will find that they are tied to the global media control so that we are continuously fed disinformation and placated into a reality that does not exist for us. And by continuing to be unaware of what we face, you will have no idea of the levels of hardening up that you must do right now, because power outages are exponentially going to increase this year in this country and worldwide. And on the next show with Pastor Butch, I will go into more detail about the planned increased power outages. Very, very important to understand that the utilities are already claiming in advance that there are going to be many cyber attacks and their systems are at risk. That, of course, is advanced warning that they are going to intentionally take the grid down in many parts of the country and the world for extended periods of time. I can't emphasize enough to have a planned power outage for a few days and find out what you need to live, because you will need to live with what you find out you need. They also talk about how the U.S. building codes need a major retrofit to meet climate goals and spare consumers. And what we need to understand is what I've been saying now for years is the International Building Code Council is going to be replacing old codes with requirements of energy efficient regulations for buildings. And we're going to be forced to adopt those on our homes. If we don't, our homes will be red tagged for not meeting the energy compliance requirements. And that will mean the home is not inhabitable unless you take a loan. Now, these loans called HERO loans or PACE loans, P-A-C-E loans, there's other loans. These were all put together by Rockefeller. These end up on your tax bills, not as part of your property taxes, but a separate line item. And if you default, they take over your home. So we need to understand the enormity of what we face with increased taxes and the intention to take over your homes by required retrofitting on your homes. Now, when I say retrofitting, what that includes is dual-pane windows. Be careful of that, because the ones that are being spec'd now for new homes are cause combustibility in that they shine the light off the windows, and it will ignite like a magnifying glass on a neighbor's home or a car parked out on the street. This is particularly in the west side of your home, as the afternoon sun is up high and setting. These windows are getting hot and igniting the backyard fences and other areas where this beam is being focused. So understand the enormity of what we face and protect yourself. Don't get those windows that will cause fires, although the major window companies will not tell you that. The only place where we found a warning about those windows was in the decking, in the decking material, Trex decking. They said be careful of ignition from windows, and it can even burn up your patio furniture, but it can burn your home down. So again, right now the current CEO of USA Inc. Has plans to replace U.S. fossil fuel subsidies with clean energy incentives. This is happening now in this corporation that we call a country and a government. This is governance. This is corporate governance. And sadly, that is the fundamental lie and educational fact that all our children have been taught in school. So I feel like we're still not coming up on a break, so I'm going to continue to go over some of the breaking news.
We've got about a minute and a half before break.
Yeah, we know that AI-driven decisions are now making artificial intelligence, and they're reshaping all of our asset management. Here, we're having AI-controlled fire cameras put on the mountains all around California. You will get those, too, because every area is fire-prone. Don't just think of California and every state west of the Mississippi River. You're going to have these fire cameras, AI fire cameras. They're measuring the level of damage that they have caused by the intentional ignition and start of fires. This is all, as you know, intentionally being set. And this is a way in which they can look at a distance, again, to see the success of the fires with the illusion that this is advance warning to us to combat fires. So when we come back, we're going to go over this document.
All right, folks, don't go away. A lot more ahead. I told you, put the brace yourself ready, because here it comes. A lot more to come.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobo Foods, the only strobo food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobo foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Without any further delay, we'll bring up Deborah Tavares to finish up her this massive information. We're going to have her on again in a few weeks to cover a lot more, so don't miss the broadcast. I don't know when we're going to have her on. She's hard to schedule, but she has so much to share. I do my best to have her on at least once a month, sometimes twice a month, because the information is so important. Deborah, you go ahead.
Yes, so for everyone that's listening, the document that I am going over right now, you can get by going to stopthecrime.net, go to our email blast. I caution you to be extremely careful with this document. It is extremely, extremely difficult to look at. But I'm going to describe this to all of you right now. It's about adrenochrome. And adrenochrome is the elite's super blood drink. And I receive this from people I know in Europe. And I was told that I shouldn't review this document if I am queasy, and to review it with great caution, that these documents should never be seen by any man or woman, and we should never have to read these. And if you are in any way squeamish, we would advise that you should not read these documents either. So choose wisely. Now, there were two links in this, and under the first link, it said adrenochrome, manufactured by the U.S. Army, and that was on page 48. And then there were names and lists of the departments and Army locations where deceased children and list of officers and photographs for promotion. Now, we're going to get into what adrenochrome is and more in detail about what I just said. And on the second link, besides showing names of the wardens where these children are housed, on the very last page, it's very brutal. It shows a Google Earth map that's blackened out, but you can see an arrow. and it says that apologies for any upset, because what they say there is that they need to do a better job at covering up that Google Earth map burial site number 9, because it can be seen, and a fence alone won't hide the burial sites. So what are we talking about? Again, this is confidential leaked information. It involves the United States Army Special Medical Corps, and this is documentation. This is about the kidnapping of young children to torture, extract their blood, and then kill them. Young children's blood is a big, big business. Young children are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, dependent upon how long they survive the pain and suffering that is required to oxygenate the blood that is then extracted and sold. We'll go into that. So I want everyone to know that we've already sent this confidential document out for verification, and many people have been receiving it and confirmation that this is real. We know that this program is real. So believe this document or not, it is horrific, and this is a process that is ongoing and is happening worldwide. So again, with great caution, I urge all of you, because I'm going to go over some lists of children's names. Very, very disturbing. So adrenal chrome is produced by the oxygenation of the blood supply. Higher levels of oxygen in the blood is caused by causing extreme fear and trauma inflicted on these young children. And kidnapping and torturing and murdering these young children is to extract and sell their blood. And then they dispose of their bodies in military bases where this harvesting of blood is being done. These are secret operations in the United States. So not only must you look at all of the children that are coming in over our southern border, and I am not by any means suggesting that all children are being put into adrenal chrome production. Many, of course, are used for sex slavery. Many are used for body parts. Many are certainly used in ritualistic blood sacrifices and more. So this document, and this is when my website was heavily hit. I'm going to name this corporation. You all need to look at this. If you help spread this, maybe I won't be taken out so easily and so quickly. But it is an organization called CYM. And they say CYM, Caring Corp. Caring is youth. Youth is money. Money is freedom. Again, this is confidential United States Army Special Medical Corporation, and this is being done on closed military facilities. Here are a list of the detention centers where children are held until they die. And I will go over just a few. Again, you can download this information from the email blast out on stopthecrime.net. But some of the ones that you may know is Camp Kearney, Camp Callan. We have the Camp Lawrence Hearn, the Camp Santa Anita, Camp Stoneman, Desert Training Centers, Fort Humboldt, Fort MacArthur, Fort Mason, Fort Ord, Fort Point, Fort Tahung, Oakland Army Base, Presidio in San Francisco, Sacramento Army Depot. I have not read them all, so you can download this for yourselves. But here's what this multiple-page report contains. There are lists of children which are identified as inmates. And when I look at along the top of the columns where there are multiple pages, I think 14 or 16 pages of children, with about 44 children on each page, this is what I read to shock and dismay. They have the surname of the children, of the child, the age of their birth date, the age, their blood type as they were held in custody, the amount of months held in custody, the fort where they were held, and the date that they were to be disposed, murdered, and their whether they were a suicide in the process of this torture, and the country of origin. And it also gives their inmate ID quota and their card and their daily quota of adrenochrome. So I'm going to name just some last names because these children are from four locations. They're from Mexico, the United States, Costa Rica, and Canada. So for those of you that might be listening, if you know of somebody whose entire name is on this list, you may want to certainly look into this more deeply. So I'm going to just go over an example with using the last name only. This is a girl. Her last name is Abbott. She was born December 11th of 2014. At the time, she was 6 years old. Her blood type was A positive. She was in custody for only 3 months. She was held, and they named the custody location. And she was the date of her disposal is 2021, and it marks down that she was suicided or committed suicide. Her origin was from Mexico, and it talks about the daily quota of adrenal chrome that they got from her and her inmate ID. I'm looking at a boy, Alvarado. His date of birth was July 31st of 2013. He was 7 years old. He had a negative blood type. He was in custody for 6 months. His adrenal chrome quality was a B-, not good, but still worth a lot of money. He was held in Guantanamo Bay. And the date of disposal, they're still managing to keep this poor child alive. He's expected to be disposed of in 2024, if he survives. He was from Mexico. His daily quota of adrenal chrome is 7 milligrams, and it lists his inmate number. I'm going to go to a child that is 7 years old. This child's last name is Ayers. This child is 7. The blood type was 0. And he, this child was in custody for 20 months. He had an adrenal chrome quality of B-, also held in Guantanamo Bay. His country of origin was from the United States. So I could go on and on the list of these little children. The average age is about 9 years old. So I implore you to look at this for yourself. This list was printed June the 1st of 2020, and I was absolutely stunned in looking at the names of these little children. Absolutely stunned. And you will be as well. So as I was going through the names and realizing that as all of us are listening to this right now, children in these various locations and others, again, this is only one corporation exploiting the adrenal chrome from these children, of which there are many corporations. These children are screaming in torture right now, right this minute, because that oxygenates the blood supply and that creates the highest quality of adrenal chrome. And in that I have on StopTheCrime.net, on the email blast out, you will see a video that I put in there, a number of interviews involving people that I know talking about this. Certainly you will recognize some of these people. They have their own radio shows. And when I found that and listened to the collection of information about this, I embedded that in this information. So the main detention centers I went over, the main countries of origin, again, Canada, Costa Rica, Mexico, and the United States. And they talk about, again, the production of each child, the value of the child, the data of the inmates, etc. And as I continued, I found information on the pricing of adrenal chrome. I'm going to go over that with you now. This is dated out of New York, July the 5th of 2020. And this says a letter. In a letter, it says, "Dear sir, please find enclosed our confidential new detainee and production reports as follows. Report number 1, production of raw adrenal chrome per detention center with the average age of the detainees." Because because the younger, the better, right? So report number two, list of detainees used for production, duration of custody, and scheduled disposal date. That means murdering of the child. A valuable source for quality research. Suicide, they use the abbreviation SUIC. They say it only states suicide attempts. Doesn't necessarily mean that they succeeded in suicide, but they could not withstand, many of these children, the level of torture. And these children are tortured up to the level of near death. And if they can prevent the child from dying at that extraction point, they can continue to extract adrenal chrome from the children, however often they're able to. They say that a finished suicide would appear in the disposal report, which they say is not included. So here is the price list for adrenal chrome. They're talking about the quality, and they rate it in A's. There's A, A+, and A++. There's B, B+, B++, and then there's B- or below. So here's the minimum order quantity. You can do the math. So for the highest quality, A, A+, or A++, you have to order a minimum of 100 milligrams. And per milligram, it's $1,1920. Do the math. You have to order a minimum of 100 milligrams, and it again is $1,920 per milligram. And you will understand the enormous business and the value of these children. Now, I did the math, but I'm going to let you do that. So then they have the B, B+, B++ for 100 milligram minimum order. That, for U.S. dollars per milligram, is a little less. It's $1,450 per milligram. Now, if you order B- or below, because you want to save money, and it is expensive, you must order a minimum of 250 milligrams, and the value for that per milligram is $1,100 to $1,200, depending on the market. So we're talking about $300,000 minimum orders for the lowest grade of adrenal chrome. And it says, please check, please note, check or cash in advance. Checks are made payable to the CYM Corporation, Special Interest Division. Now let's talk about the logos of this corporation. There's a logo that will show you a round circle with fern leaves in it, very much like the United Nations ferns, sort of. And in the very center, in big numbers, it says 100%. Around the perimeter, in repetition, it says pure and natural, and so forth. The same thing around the perimeter, pure and natural, 100% pure and natural. Now let's talk about where this corporation headquarters is. It's at 725 Fifth Avenue in New York, the United States of America. And you can, again, look this up for yourself. Now, the logo itself for CYM, behind the letter Y, you will see a blood drop, just the shape of a droplet of blood, and then under that you will see the appearance of a splash. And again, CYM, caring group, caring is youth, youth is money, money is freedom. So there are many orders for adrenal chrome sent out. You can open those up and look at those for yourself. The money was all the same, I noticed, on all of these, and they were all signed by the CEO and founder of CYM. So as I was looking at that and then going back and looking at these children's names, and truthfully, we don't know if these were the real children's names, but because this is confidential information, because they have tracking with inmate numbers on these children, we can just only imagine that these are the real names for the children. So I then continued to open up the second link, and I was stunned again. It went over the disposal quota, the years of disposal, how many children were disposed of. It's a disposal report from the main detention centers. And then it goes on into more detail. You can look this up for yourselves. It has the surname of the child and the first name of the child, their date of birth, their disposal date or year, and the inmate ID. And so I was looking at that, and I was just in sorrow beyond sorrow. Again, I went through the names of some of the bases with you where these children are held. You can see that in this report as well. But I condensed it in the overall blast out that I put together that has these documents linked inside. So then in the second link, it included the unbelievable. They had notes of promotion for wardens, and they had the full name of the warden, the year of the warden's birth, where the warden was stationed, and the job description. Here's a basic job description on multiple pages of pictures, photographs of these people. And it says the photograph is in plain clothes. And you can see these pictures for yourself. These people that are wardens must have death wishes. I can't even begin to assess what is not in their hearts over this. But the job description is either of the following. They're a warden, they're a senior warden, or a leading warden, or assigned to the CYM Corporation in New York. Warden in adrenochrome harvesting site, or legal counsel in similar ranks, or technician in similar ranks, or office personnel in similar ranks. Not included, CYM Corporation private contractors, nurses, and undertakers. Not included, okay? So I went through all of these photographs of these wardens, and then I got to the very last page, and that's where I saw this. It was just all in black because it didn't come through on the reprint, but it had an arrow in it, which you can see. It's on page 48, and it says underneath this this map, to the legal department, and it has the guy's name of who's in the legal department. And it says, reference, orderly disposal of human remains. Please note that burial site number 9 is now clearly visible on satellite imagery. Can anyone conceal it better? Question mark. The fence alone won't be sufficient. Regards, and a woman's name. So when I looked at these documents, and I looked at these little children's names, their dates of birth, their ages, their amount of time in confinement, and what they are going through, it is horrific. So I suppose all we can really do is understand that we have an illegitimate system, a very evil system of pedophiles, and they use it for blackmail and racketeering. And this is a booming industry. One of the comments I got back when I sent this out for some assessment, before I am now speaking with you about it, I said to a number of people, I need help with this document I received. The document was sent to me by a good source that has been extremely reliable in the past years. Please help with verification as soon as possible. So, and then I said, I received this information with this caution, and that's the caution I told you in the beginning. Before reading this, a word of caution. These are not documents that any man or woman should ever have to read. And if you in any way are squeamish, I would advise that you should not read them either. Choose wisely. So I received this comment back. Looks legitimate to me. As you know, I follow the deep state pedophile blackmail racket as closely as I can, including the booming adrenochrome industry. So this is real. There is a booming adrenochrome industry. I know that some people would like to consider this unreal. Sadly, many people like to consider chemtrails, death dumps overhead, unreal. Many people like to consider weaponized weather events as nature, as climate change, when in fact it's technologies used against us. They consider it unreal. Many people do not want to believe that psychotronic weapons are used on all of us for mind control. Unreal, they say. This is not unreal. What do you think all the cell towers have been put in place for worldwide? Why do you think you all have wireless electric smart meters and now wireless electric water meters on your homes, not only to turn off when you overuse your allotment, but to cause dirty electricity? Years back when I spoke with Dr. Sam Millam, he said this about electrical pollution. So I'm going to leave you with this final word of caution. Turn off your wireless devices. Get away from them. If you use a cell phone, put it in what we call an envelope that you can order on this website called Mission Darkness. Electrical pollution, they said, Dr. Sam Millam said, of course, we know it's not anything you can see or smell or taste or touch, and yet it has become the greatest polluting element in the Earth's environment. Dr. Sam Millam is a scientist and a whistleblower, and he said this, quote, "This is an industry cover-up of the toxic facts by electric utility companies," and I, of course, discovered that the utility companies are run by Rothschild. And he goes on to say, "The cell phones, the cell phone industry, public utility commissioners, state health departments, and the FDA. The basic frequency on the power lines of electrical power delivered to our homes and other buildings is now increased by an added higher frequency, polluting electrical voltage and currents, delivering that higher frequency power into the wiring and into the devices in our homes, increasing the frequencies in our offices and in the schools. And dirty electricity..."
About 2 minutes, Deborah, about 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Butch. "Dirty electricity does not need a direct wire connection. It connects through the air, traveling into the human body from the wiring that carries the power inside the walls of your home, office building, school, etc. And once in the human body, these high frequencies cause cancer and many other diseases. And remembering that smart meters, as I said, cell towers, cell antennas, cell phone chargers, computers, copiers are a few of the common sources of dirty electricity in your home. Dirty electricity will damage the entire human population. So I can say to all of you, part of hardening up is going to be reducing your wireless devices in your homes as quickly as possible. I know many people that use landlines and their headsets are corded to the landline, and it takes getting used to. But if you want to survive a little bit longer and work towards disseminating the truth to our fellow humans that we love, then you must do all you can to stay alive longer. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Please go to our video YouTube channel and spread this information far and wide. Thank you, Pastor
Thank
Butch.
Thank you, Deborah. God bless you. Appreciate it. Thank you, folks. I'll be with you back with you Wednesday night. Tomorrow night with Dr. Glenn Parnum in my place. I'll be with you Wednesday night. S. Ingram, y'all have a great evening and good day tomorrow.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.